Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast, where we hope to embolden you with discipline, personal growth, and abundance to live your most authentic life. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings.
Angie.
Tanya.
This is our Halloween episode.
Yes. And we're doing something a little bit new, right? We're recording ourselves.
We are.
So yeah. This is kind of interesting and fun to do, just to try something new.
It is, for the first time. So we apologize if I sound really nasally, which for some reason I do this morning, but we also apologize for anything that sounds like we're in a tin can.
Yep.
We're not. We're actually not.
We're not.
So where are we, Angie?
We are in Eureka Springs.
Yes.
At the Basin Park Hotel.
Yes.
And we chose to come down here for this particular episode because of the ghostly or the paranormal activity that has been experienced in this hotel.
Yes.
And since it's our Halloween episode, we thought that would be apropos.
Yeah. So we will kind of get into why we're here. Other than the paranormal normal activity that we have maybe or maybe not seen. And then we will end with our experience with the paranormal activity. So we came to Eureka Springs for our annual retreat that we get together and we make plans for the new year. So people that know us well know we're planners and we're goal setters, and the podcast is no different. We have to have a plan and what we're going to do for the next year. And believe it or not, these guests and ideas don't fall out of the sky. So we have to spend some time thinking about what our goals are and what direction we want to go with the podcast. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think every organization should take the time to, I mean, we get out of town, right? We feel like it's important for us to get out of town. Things don't, sometimes when you just clear your mind and you're not in your regular space and people can't find you as easily, it's just more conducive to that strategic planning opportunity.
Absolutely.
And so we feel like it's important to do that. I think every organization should spend some time thinking about what their plan is, what they want to accomplish. So when we get together on these, we're talking about what are the aspirations on this particular one. We're talking about our vision statement and what we want to do, not just in 2025, but beyond that, because it's important to look futuristically. I think for any company, organization, anybody who is trying to accomplish something. And so we put a lot of emphasis on that and take the time to do it.
Yep. So that's what we're going to be doing while we're here. And we've already accomplished a ton. So we're just going to kind of go through our day yesterday. So we arrived and checked into the hotel. And then we got started on just walking through the Eureka Springs little village that they have here. And if you haven't been here in a while, you should come back. Angie and I both have noticed new shops, new restaurants. It just feels like there's a really good vibe here. Yeah. And of course, the weather is beautiful this time of year, so it's a great time to come. And since we're coming right before Halloween, they are preparing for the zombie crawl.
Yes. Unfortunately, we're going to miss that.
We are going to miss that.
Yeah, the zombie crawl apparently draws a great crowd. Somebody told you like 2,000 people, right?
Yes,
so it's a big deal. Eureka Springs is famous for holding a lot of festivals. Like I think last weekend was Bikers Blues and Barbecue or something like that. So they're constantly doing things to bring in tourism because that's what this little community is about.
It really is.
It's all about that's what they depend on for their survival. So.
That's right. And there are a couple of hotels and then there are a lot of Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. And as we were driving in from the north, there's treehouse Airbnbs there, which look really fun to stay in.
Yeah.
So it's a great weekend destination. We're here during the week, so it's more quiet.
Yeah.
And we haven't had to wait in line to get in to eat. And so, yes, please put this on your list to come down here and explore what's new.
Yeah.
So we walked around for a little bit before we headed to lunch, and we ended up having lunch at Local Flavor, mm-hmm. one of my favorite places.
You've been there before, right?
I have.
I had not been there. So it was, it's a cute, quaint little area.
Yep.
We got to sit outside.
We did. Sat on the patio. We both had an amazing salad mm-hmm. with chicken on it. Mm-hmm. And we had a sangria.
Yeah.
They specialize, they told us, in their sangria. So we were like, what? We need to try that.
We got it. Yeah. Yeah,
it was,
in Rome.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It was delicious.
It was.
So after that, we came back to the hotel, and they have a nice game room, they call it, with, you know, comfortable seating and different types of games. And we weren't there to play. We were there to plan. Mm-hmm. And we were lucky enough to be in that room most of the day by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we bring a whiteboard for us to write out ideas. We already both had a kind of a checklist of sorts that we each intended to cover different things in regards to the podcast. And we spent 3 hours mm-hmm. in the game room, and it went by really fast.
Yeah.
And just discussed, talked about, thought through different ideas. And we really have a lot of good plans for next year,
yeah.
I feel like we're in a great position.
And you know, Tanya, I think a lot of people, when they're thinking about strategic planning, or if you've never done a strategic plan,
right,
you need to think about giving free time. So if you've got a group of people that you are trying to get and you're trying to collaborate, come together on
right.
some plans, you can't just stick them in a room and for 4 hours straight just pound through it. I
right.
mean, you could,
right.
but we know from past experience
yes.
that it's really good for you to give your brain time to rest and reflect. And so what we have found really works is we work for a little bit. Actually, we talk throughout, like on the
yes.
drive down, we're kind of talking about some things, and
that's
we go
right.
to lunch, and then we really sit and work solid mm-hmm. for about 3 hours, and then get up and go walk around again, because it just, you know, we find mm-hmm. that getting fresh air and walking around, it really does help you to sort of, put some thoughts in perspective and think about what we've talked about, and then add to that, which we
right.
did. We continued to do
yeah.
that after we left the game room.
We did. Yeah. And I think just a change of scenery always helps kind
mm-hmm.
of refresh your brain and give you a little break. And so, yeah, we don't ever intend to sit down for 8 hours straight and not take breaks and, you know, kind of rejuvenate your ideas. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, each time we've sat down, so whether it be for lunch or planning meeting, we then went to happy hour and visited a couple of little places before we had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just constantly coming up with different ideas and writing them down and saying, let's look into that more. And it getting away from everything, I think, just helps you and I concentrate on this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be headed back here in a little bit, back to the real world to
mm-hmm.
do some real estating and mm-hmm. weekend planning. And so let's talk about where we ate dinner, because
yeah.
I really want to put a plug in for that.
I do too. And sometimes the best places you find are just, nobody's really told us about it. We just happen on to them, or we look and see
exactly.
what's close to us. So we ended up at the Grotto, and I will say you do need reservations
yes.
for that.
And yep.
that's best anyway, because
yep.
it is a small place, but it's called the Grotto and Wine something.
Yeah.
It's not Wine
I can't
Bar.
Remember exactly
yeah,
what
it's
that
Wine
was.
Cave.
Maybe.
Wine
yes,
cave
wine
because
cave.
It's downstairs. It's off of Center Street, and it's downstairs.
Yes.
And so cute little quaint place, but it was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal. And I had a pork chop. You had the salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of taste tested everything on each of our plates. And the sides were amazing. I mean, it was delicious. I would tell people it's worth coming down here for the day
yeah.
to eat there.
Yeah. And we had two gentlemen sitting at the bar with us, and
right.
kind of, they had a pork chop. And so we were, and pork chop's not something I would normally
me either
order.
No.
But it looked so good.
Yes.
And it was The flavor was fantastic. Yeah. So yes, highly, highly recommend that if you're down here that you go to the Grotto.
Yeah, get a reservation.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And just a neat environment. It's in a really old rock building. They've got some rustic wood touches here and there. And you really kind of do feel like you're in a cave because you're on the bottom level of this 5-story building. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, I love a good ambiance and it was fantastic.
It was.
Yep. So we came back to the hotel and somehow ended up on the 10:30 paranormal tour.
Yeah.
And for those that know me best, I'm in bed by 9 every night. So I had to get some toothpicks out and stick them in my eyes so I could stay awake. And I warned Angie, I said, there is no way I'm going to make it. And for an hour and a half, until midnight, it was the tour. Yeah. But I did go. And you stayed for the whole thing. So tell a little bit about the tour so that people can understand what the whole idea is.
Yeah. So I think, and I've been on a couple of these, like at the Elms in North Missouri.
Yes.
We've both been to that hotel.
Yep.
It's, you know, these that are on the radar for these this paranormal activity, they're often visited, right? So they have structured tours, and that's what we were on. And at the beginning, and I'd never been given a handheld device.
Agree.
We were all given a handheld device to that is supposed to register energy, if you will.
Right.
You're told that it's going to go off if you're near an electric box or anything that has to do with the utilities, it's going to go off. But if you're in the middle of a hallway, like I was when mine started going off,
right,
gangbusters,
right,
then it's more probably an energy field from a ghost. And she had lots of pictures from previous tours, and you could definitely make out. And I've had an experience at the Elms where I could really feel an energy around me and felt things pass between me and a person next to me. So I believe that there are energy fields around us. Mm-hmm. And if you want to call them ghosts, if you want to, whatever you want to call them, there are energy fields that can be detected if you're open to that.
Right.
So we went on the tour, and I would say that none of us experienced anything that was just breathtaking.
Right.
But certainly when I was standing, so if you ever come to this hotel, which is this cool old
it
hotel,
is.
It's
yes.
been here since the early 1900s. So it's been around. It's a very cool hotel.
Yeah.
But it, on level, let's see, on floor 3, it's the most, they've had the most activity on floor 3, particularly, I think it's room 306. We got to go in that room. It happened to be empty. So we went in that room, and this is supposedly where a little girl stays, and she kind of bounces back and forth around this room. And I've never seen this done before, but, and I'm sure if you're into this thing, this will not be new to you, but it was to me. But she had us hold a pendulum and then ask this little girl questions, yes or no questions. If you're in the room, can you move the pendulum? And this pendulum moved. At one point, it vibrated. It just had this energy, and it was just visibly vibrating. And it would get heavy and pull on your hand, and then, you know, and then would move. And my little thing, that device I was given, I don't know what it was called, but the device I was given was really going off in that room, and particularly on level 3. And this tour started, it's a 6-story hotel, and we started on level 6 in the ballroom, and there's been activity up there, and then made our way down, and eventually got down to the basement area, if you will, had to take a ladder down into the basement area, and there was just a really not good feeling down there. But they've had reports of paranormal activity there from ghosts, if you will, that are angry, that are mad, that are just perhaps, you know, died or went to the other side in a angry state.
Got it.
So it was just not a really positive energy. It wasn't, I didn't want to be down there.
Right.
I just didn't feel good down there. So yeah. I wanted to, it ended down there. And as soon as she said, okay, we're done, I was out because I was super tired because it was 12:15 by then. But then also just because the energy in that space was not good.
Got it.
So yeah.
She had an iPad she carried around with her, and people had shared various pictures that they had taken, and there really were images,
yeah,
or eyeballs,
right,
or shadows in these pictures.
Yeah, she encouraged us to take lots of photos because,
yes,
you may not see it with the naked eye, but what will show up in your camera,
right,
and so I've got to go back and look through all my pictures,
yes,
to see if anything showed up. I haven't done that yet.
Right.
But definitely she said sometimes you won't see them to the naked eye.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Those pictures were really interesting and her stories were interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you and I agreed early yesterday that if there was anything weird that happened, mm-hmm, in the middle of the night,
right,
we were open to, having a ghost walk in and, mm-hmm, and do something in here.
Yeah.
And you did not wake up for this,
mm-mm,
but, and we've agreed, neither one of us sleep very well when we're away from home. We were up late, we ate late,
mm-hmm,
we pretty much knew we weren't going to sleep.
Right.
But I woke up to the air conditioner. So just for a visual, they have an air conditioning unit in the wall. So it's just in the window rather. So it's a window air conditioning unit. And it was on. We were in the room a couple of times yesterday. It was on. And it was cold at one point, so we were mucking around with it, trying to get it to, what setting do we want this on? Well, in the middle of the night, the air conditioner is on whatever fan setting we set it on, because, mm-hmm, we went through the fan settings and we set it on, let's just say, low.
Mm-hmm.
Each time it would kick on in the middle of the night, it would run through each of the settings of the fan. So it would start on low, then it'd go to medium, then it'd go to high, then it'd go back to low. And you didn't wake up for this.
I didn't.
But I woke up probably three different times to it doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was a little scared, like laying there thinking, okay, if I see a shadow, what am I going to do? Am I going to be so scared I can't scream Angie's name, or am I going to scream really loud? She's going to jolt out of bed and and wonder what I've seen or what's happening. But I didn't do any of that. I just laid there and I thought, is this really happening?
Mm-hmm.
And it was. I mean, it did it multiple times. And then this morning when we woke up and you were in the shower, it stayed on its same fan setting, and it never changed fan settings.
It would have been interesting for you to look at the clock. She said they have the most activity between 3 and 4 a.m.
You're right.
Yeah.
I wish I would. And my phone wasn't by me, or I would have.
Yeah. And also, I should mention that she did say, and she had a picture of, so there's a story about how the Cowboys, because this was, the original hotel was here, built in 1880, burned in 1890, so it was here for 10 years. And supposedly it was a stop on the Chisholm Trail. It was someplace that the Cowboys stayed overnight.
Okay.
And so they have had lots of reports of hearing like boots walking across the, mm-hmm, floor and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But on the fifth floor, which is where we are, there is a picture that she had of a cowboy
figure kind of,
standing just right outside our door down by the fire escape.
Okay.
So, and as I came down the hall last night, coming to the room, I was talking to him. I said, I'd just be happy if you showed yourself. I'd love to see you. And, because she said, you need to talk to them. You need to invite them to, show themselves. So I tried it. It didn't happen. But maybe he was already in the room.
Yeah. Maybe he was already in here, like, sleeping on your bed.
Yeah.
And when you got in here, he got up and started messing around with the air conditioner.
That's quite possible. Yeah.
Well, it was an interesting night for sure to be able to attend that paranormal activity tour.
Uh-huh.
And I think both of us kind of, experienced something.
Yeah.
Well, as we wrap this up, we hope that you all enjoy your Halloween week and you go do something fun with friends or family.
Yeah.
And we just want to encourage you to think about what your plans are going to be for the next year and do what we've done. Sit down with yourself, or if you're in a corporation and you can make plans to have a strategic planning session with everyone, we encourage you to do that, because we believe that is how you get further and how you move to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for listening, and trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Happy Halloween.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Authentic podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Be sure to listen to us on your favorite podcasting app.